I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gang violence in Port-au-Prince has intensified to a level that puts even children in school at risk.
People are trying to move away from Port-au-Prince so that kids can be able to go to school someplace else and safer.
Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti With Love says many schools elsewhere are already at capacity. What's more, displaced families often don't have funds to enroll their kids. In response, DeHart started a school sponsorship program 6 months ago, which has so far placed 200 children.
If they sit out on the street, they will create gangs. But when they're in school, they will help Haiti be better.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then as blasphemy cases increase in Pakistan, some families are crying foul. Hundreds of Christians and minority religious groups have been taken to court charged with online blasphemy against Islam. But is there an organized group entrapping them? A high court in Pakistan has called for a commission to investigate. Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains that in Pakistan,
it's not innocent until proven guilty. It's guilty until proven innocent. Their court date could take a while in coming to be. So they're sitting in prison. Often their families are suffering because now they have a family member in prison, and that family member could be a breadwinner.
When Christ returns, he'll bring perfect justice to every wrong thing done. In the meantime, ask God to work justice in Pakistan ahead of that day and pray for bold gospel witness. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.